Hey, we're back. Welcome to another episode of Light It Up Live, where we're igniting minds and elevating faith. I'm your host tonight, but I don't do it alone. Got my boy Josh with me.
What's happening? How you doing?
Going on, my brother?
Another day. Long day.
A long day. Yeah, I heard, man. I seen.
Long day.
I seen you had a good. You had a good long day,
man. Man, I still got the work vehicle out front. Exactly. I ain't even got my personal yet.
Yeah, man. Before we get too far into it, we always like to explain how we came up with the name "Light It Up Live." At our good buddy Impact, he pulled this from the Bible, and it comes from Genesis 1:3-4, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. That's what we try to do here on Light It Up Live, man. We try to spread a little bit of light into a dark world, one episode at a time, man. Episode 27. We're lighting things up today, Josh. We're going to lighten things up today. And it's going to be fun. We're going to have fun today, man. It's called Respect or Roast. Yeah.
Respect or roast.
Respect or roast.
The roast.
It's what we're gonna do. I'll read from the description I put earlier. It's just easier for me to explain it that way.
Yeah.
We're putting everyday things, social habits, food takes, culture, and life in general on the spot. No middle ground. It either earns our respect or gets roasted on sight. Strong opinions, zero overthinking, and a lot of laughs. Come for the rankings, stay for the chaos.
Did you do a manual echo?
Yeah,
I saw you. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good echo.
He's like, let's go. Yeah. That's what's up.
Yes, sir. You guys, don't forget that we got a YouTube channel, man. Go over to YouTube if you're watching the show right now. You can see down there at the ticker. You can see it. But if you're just listening, go make sure you go to YouTube, man. We got us a YouTube channel. It's absolutely free, Josh. You go to the search bar and you put at Light It Up Live, all one word. Do us a favor. Hit that subscribe button, man. Hit the like button. Share it out. And help
just
help
look us, for the microphone. You see this microphone,
love, man?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. You see that microphone? And that's us.
Yes.
Man, hit the subscribe button for us, man, and help us get the word out. If you guys want to interact with the show and over on Facebook, we're live on Facebook. You go into the chat, you can interact with us, and we can pull your comments right here live on air as we're live on air, man. But respect or roast, man. So what I've got different topics. And what we're going to do, Josh, okay, I'm going to start blurting out some topics, right, on some things. And we're going to talk about it. And, like, let's give an example. Like texting on a phone. Okay. When you text somebody, and all they respond with is the letter K.
It depends. You know what I mean? Like, you want to go and get something to eat? I mean, we can go here, we can go there, or here, and they say K. And you're like, well, what's that mean? But I mean, if it's just,
I'm going to roast it. I got zero respect for it. I'm going to roast it.
Zero respect.
Man, you got to give me more than K, bro. When somebody just gives me the letter K, that means they ain't got time for me, or they're upset, or they're saying, man, you got to put more effort. Man, how about one more letter, bro? Put the O in front of it. That's even spelt wrong. At least give me the OK.
Yeah, give me the abbreviated K. Yeah, well, the O of the K, you know? Well, what if they just give you a thumb up emoji?
See, that's another one, bro. Answering with emojis. Is that you respect it or roast it?
Well, I like it. I like it. Because usually if I do the thumbs up, it's always two of them. You know what I mean? Because, you know what I mean? I did show a little more effort there, I guess.
Now, see. Yeah,
I gave you the
roast,
okay.
I got to roast that one, too, man. We got to start rip. I'm roasting two of them, bro. I'm going to roast the thumbs up, too.
Well, no. Wait, what about the laughing emoji?
But see, the thumbs up, though, is where I'm at. The thumbs up is like, yeah, whatever, bro.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, cool story, bro.
Yeah, okay, bro, whatever.
Yeah,
that's the way I see the thumbs up, so I'm roasting that one too. But I can respect the laughing emojis, because you know,
especially because it's usually a bunch of them. Yeah, you got a bunch of them, you know. I mean, how else are we going to tell you that was funny? LOL.
Yeah, the smiling emoji. I use the smiling emoji and all that stuff a lot, man, because I like to try to be happy.
I like the one that looks like whatever. One of the eyeballs is crooked. It's like, you know what I mean? Yeah.
The other one I like a lot. Do you have this emoji? The one where it's an upside down smiley face?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, that's like the goofy one. You know, the emoji where it looks like they're Jesus praying hands. Someone told me, no, it's someone giving a high five. It's a high five emoji. And I was like, no, it's not.
Stop it.
No, it's praying hands. That's our prayer. Because we used to have the old school one where it was like down in the front of the person. Yeah, we ain't forget. Mandela effect.
Okay, we're still staying in the texting and phone life. You guys, this is respect or roast. We're coming up with different topics, and we're letting you know if we respect it. Or if we're going to roast it, we're having a fun show tonight. We're changing things up a little bit. And we're in the texting and phone life topic still. How about calling without warning?
Oh, I don't mind that.
Yeah, I don't mind it either, man. I respect that. I'm cool with that. See, I'm
very
too.
Cool with that.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. Call me. I'm good.
I mean, right. I think when it comes to phone etiquette, the only one I don't like is when you're talking to someone and they're nonstop texting. Yeah, you know what I mean? And it's like, why are you even hanging out with me?
You're
hanging out with your phone. You know what I mean? Because then you want to be like, I'll get back at you. And you grab your phone, but you don't want to look at that because that's not you.
or how about this? When you respect or roast, when you text somebody and like 2 days later, they give you the old, sorry, I'm just seeing this.
Well, listen, I'm bad at like Messenger on Facebook. I won't answer that sometimes. No, regular text? No, I don't want to hear it, man. You know, that's my phone number talking to your phone number.
That's right.
Yeah, you're getting roasted. Yeah, it's not even fair, bro.
You got that.
It could have been important, bro, you know?
You know you got that text. You know you did. Don't tell me you didn't get it. Don't tell me you didn't see it.
Yeah.
You didn't look at your phone all day.
When they hit you back up, like, you know, sorry, I didn't see this till now, you want to be like, well, it's too late. I didn't make it anyway, so it's okay. Thanks a lot. See you in the afterlife.
Let's see. The last one for the text in the phone life category for respect or roast, group text.
Roast it. I don't like it. I don't want to talk to all your people, you know? And then they're just talking back and forth, and you're getting all the notifications, and they're like, and then the kids are like, well, you know, you can pull yourself out of that. Like, yes, I do. It's every time I do, one of y'all somehow pull me back in.
I thought I was out, they pulled me back in. You're like, oh my goodness, now your phone's ping, 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 ping. You didn't even ask to be in this conversation.
Right, like, hey, anybody want to volunteer for work? And you get put in the text, and now all of a sudden, that's their party line, you know? So what you doing this weekend? Like, not talking to you.
Come on, you guys, if you're just joining the show, today's episode 27. It's Respect or Roast. We're talking about everyday things, and we're going to give it our respect, or we're going to give it our roast. We're changing things up today. We're going to lighten the show up today, and we're just going to have us a good time. It's going to be really good, too, because Josh is tired. He worked 12 hours today, so we're going to get some tired silliness out of Josh. So,
yes, Ryan, I'm out of coffee. Out of coffee.
So, after a second cup. Okay, now this category is everyday social stuff. Okay, we're going to respect or roast topics in the everyday social. How about side hugs? Respect or
side hugs. Well, I mean, there's two types. There's just the quick side hug in the front with the handshake, or there's the dap on the back. And you know what? Because it's been going on for so long, as long as you don't smell bad, I'm all right with them. I'm all right with them because there's been a couple they pull you in, you're like, whoo, whoo.
Yeah, I can respect the side hug too, bro.
I don't hate it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Now, how about a full on hug? Because I've had a couple guys come up and it's like, no, bro.
I'm a hugger, bro.
I don't know, man.
I respect the hug. I'm a hugger.
Nah.
I'm a hugger. How about, let's see, in the category of everyday social stuff, respect or roast. Let's see. saying goodbye, but still talking.
I like it. I like it. No, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah.
I'm okay with that too. Let's see.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. If we all got that one family member that'll do that on the phone. And you, when they say goodbye, you're like, yeah. And then they don't goodbye. And we're like, no.
Mama checking in on the chat. Hi, Mama. How you doing? She says, hi, John and Josh. Good to see you, Mama. Glad you joined us. Like always, my mama always watches the show. I love her so much. She really enjoys the show. Let's see. What else do we got for respect to Russ on the everyday social stuff? Do I got any more? Let's see. That's really all the good ones on that. Let's go to food and drink.
Food and drink.
drinking water from a gallon jug.
If it's your gallon, that's fine.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Sure, yeah.
I can respect it, but I want to roast the people that go to the gym with the gallon jug, the meatheads.
Yeah, I mean, you just want to kick them over, you know what I mean? Hey, you spilt your water there, buddy.
They always got, you know, you don't need that big old jug in there in the gym, man. You don't need that big old gallon.
Right? Like, this is how much I'm going to use the bathroom today, Unga Bunga.
Unga Bunga.
Unga Bunga.
How about brunch? Respect or roast?
What is it? Brunch?
Brunch.
What, breakfast, lunch? Mm. Well, I don't know. I don't even have an opinion. You know what I mean? Like, it'd be cool. I'll eat again. What do you call it? Cool.
I can respect it, man. I can eat breakfast anytime. I love
Sugar.
That's my favorite food. So I give the respect for the brunch.
Oh yeah, we have Brenner around here. Yeah, I'll make breakfast for dinner all day. Yeah, you making some Brenner? You know it. Brenner, I don't know. You said brunch, you said Brenner.
How about sharing French fries?
Well, it depends on with who. You know what I mean?
Roast. I'm gonna roast it. Don't touch my French fries, bro. Don't get your fingers up in my French fries when I got.
Well, no. Like if it's my lady or something, yeah, I don't mind sharing mine. One of my kids grabbed my fry. Hey, man. Hey. Even my cat, man. Like, look, just take a fry. But I'm balling it. But nobody else, no.
So you're kind of half respect in roast. You're kind of in the middle ground, no?
Yeah. Easy like Sunday morning, bro.
Sunday morning.
Right.
Let's see. Culture and trends. I got to look up a few for culture and trends. Let's see. TikTok advice. Respect or roast?
I roast it. I roast it, man. Like, look, I can dig it. There's a lot of truth on TikTok. There is. But don't tell somebody how to live your life with whatever. And I mean, if you're going to see anything, research it. There's other places to research. Just research it. I mean, they don't got the Facebook challenges, do they? Nope. Yeah.
I can respect it, man. I can respect it because I've seen a lot of good stuff on there. I can see both ways. I can roast it and I can respect it.
Well, you said taking advice.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I've seen a lot of good content on TikTok, but taking advice like spiritually, politically, athletically, anything, I don't know. Like you always see these videos of someone like getting in a fight with each other, right? And then this guy throws a punch, pow. And underneath the video, you got another guy hitting a bag showing you how to punch. You know what I mean? Like this is what you got to do. You guys, those videos are going to get people hurt out in the real world. They'll be like, look, I know this. All I got to do is pivot and get knocked out. Okay.
Let's see. Alarm snooze buttons. Respect or roast?
I'll respect it.
Nah, I respect it. I'm a roasted. Get up, bro.
I hate that, man.
Like, I happened to be in a hotel for the last week for work, and the person I was in the hotel with was a snooze button hitter. And it drives me nuts when somebody keeps hitting the snooze. Man, get up.
Or set your alarm later.
Yes.
See, yes. See, mine, I'll set mine early. And then that when that first snooze goes off, I hit it. It's only for 5 minutes. And when the second one goes off, I'm up. You know what I mean? But I need that little stretch that, okay. Because I can't just be jumping out of bed, man. You know what I mean?
I'm a jump up guy, man. You guys, don't forget, if you're just joining us, this is episode 27.
Jump up guy.
Respect or roast, man. We're talking about everyday things, and we're letting you know if we respect it, if we're going to roast it. Also, don't forget to go over to the YouTube, man, and in the search bar, type at Light It Up Live, all one word, and hit that subscribe button, man, and share it out for us. It's absolutely free. And also, if you're over there in Facebook land, you can interact with us, man. You can tell us some things, what you think about our topics we're bringing up. You can let us know if you respect it or roast it. And you can interact with us live right here on the air. Let's see. What else do we got? Adult birthday parties. Respect or roast?
Respect it.
Yeah.
Respect it.
Right.
Yeah. Respect. We don't get too many. And some, you know, you never know. Just enjoy it. Enjoy it. I think every day should be a birthday party.
I don't know if I've ever had an adult birthday party. I don't think.
Well, I mean, party in what sense? The cakes and all that, and everybody's
Yeah.
I mean, because I've had some birthday parties. I've had some birthday parties with no cake involved.
Yeah, me too. Yeah,
you know what I mean? Still a birthday party, you know. If people are celebrating, it's your day. That's a birthday party.
Back then, it was a different kind of party.
Yeah.
Thank goodness we're not there anymore, boy. Let's see. This is a good one. Respect or roast self-checkout machines.
Yeah, roast it.
Roast it.
I don't like it. You know why I don't like it the most? All right. Besides the job taken from person, you know, blah, blah, blah. I don't like the person that's standing over there watching me self-checkout my stuff, looking at me like I already stole something.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I want to like double put my hand in the bag just to mess with them. They're like, hey, what are you up to? Like nothing.
It's like if you go to the big store, we won't say their name, you walk out, then there's somebody checking your receipt. But you're like, man,
but I don't mind that one.
If you don't trust me.
Yeah, if you don't trust me, man, like, yeah, check me out. You know? Yeah. Like one way or another, you get checked out. So I don't know what's going on. But the person that's, you know, at the end of the store that wants to look at your receipt, I could dig that one, man. He's got a boring job. He's standing there saying hi to people. I mean, saying hi to people is cool, but, you know, give him something to do. Like, look, you want to see the receipt, bro? See the receipt. It's just how that is, you know, in my opinion. But I've been noticing the weather was bad. I've been having outages of internet like crazy. So yeah, I don't know. I'm roasting the self-checkout lines. They're garbage, man. You know, especially the one at Circle K. You seen this one? They got the little thing, you set your product down, and it's got this little spinner. And it, like, spin around the thing, like, electronically spins around. And it like, it will ring up the wrong stuff. Like, you get a small Red Bull, ring you up for a big Red Bull. You know? Not understanding what's going on. So, I try to avoid Circle K's, not because I dislike Circle K's, but they got it weird. I mean, how are you going to have a self-checkout at a gas station? I'm looking at you, guy. You're standing there. I need this, that, and some fuel, you know? So now that one I'll roast. That one I'll roast. So, goodness. Looks like my buddy John lost his internet for a second. He'll be right back, though. So I guess try to think of something that bothers me. Oh, people that text and drive. You know what I mean? I guess the one hand, if you're holding it and you're still looking forward, I can understand. But then people that are double tapping, double going with it. No, that's dangerous. You can't do that. But so. Anyway. I should have got another cup of coffee for this. Let's see. Respect or roast? I had to pick another one that bothers me a lot. Oh, here you go. This one I got to roast. When you're sitting like at a four-way traffic stop and you tell the person right there to go ahead and go, and they tell you, go ahead and go. And you're like, no, go, go. And it's like, after a minute, you're like, you just want to look away from the person altogether. Like, ooh, look at the bird over there, and hope that they drive past. Like, how you going to take me being nice away from me by you being nice? That's not fair. That's not nice. It's like holding the door for somebody. And you're like, nah, I'm good. I don't get that too often. Like, no, I'm good, man. Can't roast that one. So. Well, Mr. Jones needs to come back, man. He had a whole list. I didn't get the research done for the show. There ain't even no Josh's Spotlight tonight because I worked all day. So, back to the roast. Yeah, can't really think of much to. Oh, yeah, I got one. You know, when you're driving, right, and somebody, like, you're going to make a turn, so somebody's coming up behind you, and instead of just switching lanes, you know what I mean, they like, slowly switch lanes, so they almost clip you as they go by, and it's like, you could have just got over a little bit, man. You didn't have to almost destroy me.
Okay.
Be back.
I'm back, buddy.
Hey, what happened, man? What happened? I know the internet's acting crazy.
Oh no, you wanna what actually happened? I got this little power strip underneath this desk here that runs everything.
Yeah.
And my foot just hit it and turned everything off.
Oh my goodness. Right. Lit it up live.
Mid sentence. That's what happens when you're live, ladies and gentlemen. Live things happen, but it's okay. We got everything figured back out and back on track, man.
You was frozen.
Oh, is that all I did was freeze?
Well, for a minute, then it went full screen me, and I was like, "Oh, man."
My foot hit the button, and all the lights in here. I got a bunch of lights on me. All the lights went out. My screens went black. I'm like, everything shut off, so my computer had to restart. Had to get all the lights. Well, but that's what that's proof that we are live.
That's proof that we're live.
Okay, back at it. What was we on? I think we was on the self-checkout machines.
Yeah.
Roast them. Yeah, Cap, but I have had some times to where I was happy about a self-checkout machine because there was a long old line and it seems like everybody was scared to go up there. You know what I mean? I just got like a couple things like standing at Wawa, yeah. You know what I mean? And I'm like,
yeah. Well, and you're like, you know, yeah, I can dig that one.
Yeah. Yeah. If nobody's going to go up there, man, I'm going to skip like eight people and go up, get my bag of chips and get it. Beep, beep.
Out the door. But see how that's an option for you. Some stores will make it look like, sir, you can use the self-checkout. And you're like, right. No, I want to get, nope. Self-checkout. Yeah, right. I'd be like, if you want me to self-checkout, I'm just gonna take my items and check out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm out. Yeah.
Let's see. Now I got a couple here. and you already kind of said something about it. Slides with socks.
Oh yeah.
Respect or roast.
I respect it. I flip-flops with socks all day.
See? No. I got a roast flip-flops with socks.
Yeah, man, that's
when you put the little thing through the toes, when your sock squeezes in, it looks
Yeah, those are thong flip-flops.
Flip-flops. Yeah. Slides.
Slides.
Slides with socks. I could respect slides with socks.
Okay, I can dig it.
But flip-flops with socks, no. I'm going to roast it if I see somebody flip-flops with socks. Man, take those off, brother.
Take those socks. Those are flip-flops. Your toes, man, ain't happy about that. Look at you. You're stuffing them full of sock. They don't like that.
Absolutely. Let's see. Let's find us another category. Casual Fridays, working adulting. This is the category, working adulting for respect or roast. Casual Fridays. What do you think about casual Fridays at jobs? We don't really have a job that we're kind of casual Friday every day, but I don't mind casual Fridays for people, man. If I worked in an office, I think casual Friday would be cool.
Yeah, I don't think I would go to, like, if I went to the doctor's office and I saw everybody, you know, in casual clothing. Well, it depends, man. Depends on the job, I guess. Because, you know me, I'd have worked the cook line in a tank top on a Friday. That'd be like, don't let him make my eggs, man. Look, he got his armpit out. But in an office setting where people, you're not in the public eye, casual Fridays.
Yeah, I ain't got no problem with that. I could respect that. Okay, next category, thought and personality stuff. Let's see. Overthinking everything. Roast. Drives me nuts. I'm one of them. I overthink everything.
Well, I'm going to say roast, but unfortunately, that ain't going to make it go away.
I know, I can't help it. That's why I'm roasting it, because I'm him, and I can't stop doing it. I can't stop overthinking everything, man.
That's why I play video games. It'll literally take you from that.
Let's see. Now, these two are like polar opposite. First one, respect or roast? Somebody being blunt.
Respect.
I can respect it.
Yeah, I can respect it.
I'd rather that than be fake. And now, on the opposite, somebody being too nice.
I can respect it too. It depends on the situation and the people you're dealing with. Either one. You know what I mean? Like, if you know being nice to this person ain't going to get nothing accomplished, be blunt. Just tell them how you feel about it. Like, look, man, this is just how it is. But if you could be nice to the person and they still get the point, cool. Cool, because that way it's, hey, yeah, he told me that was kind of wrong what I was doing. But, you know, he said, just keep it up, bro. You'll get it down, Pat. You know, compared to the other way around that you can't say on the podcast.
Let's see. Respect the roast, sarcasm as a personality. Roast.
Yeah, I don't dig it.
I don't like
it. Once in a while when it's man. When dude, as like a side, like a spice on your food once in a while. Yes. But someone who's constantly like that, no, I can't stand it.
Yeah.
Sometimes sarcasm fits right in perfectly and it makes a situation funny. But
yeah. But to do it to be rude.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, like purposely doing it to make fun of somebody. I'm roasting that one.
I'm roasting it, yeah.
Yeah. Let's see, next category for respect or roast is internet and social media. Let's see. People that watch your stories but never liking. You know what I mean? Nobody clicks the like button, you know what I mean? But you get all these views. But nobody's clicking the like button. I'm gonna roast it, man. If you're watching my stuff,
you better like it. You better give me a thumbs up.
Give me some kind of respect, man. Give me the thumbs up button, man. Yeah. Preferably the heart.
Yeah, preferably. I mean, you can give me the squeeze. I'll take that one too. You know, I'll take the squeeze, but
that's right. You give me the care one too. Yeah.
Yeah, the care one's like just there, you know. But what I don't like even more than that is someone resharing what you shared and not even liking yours. Like the content wasn't mine, but man, you saw mine, obviously, because that's where you shared it from. At least give me the thumbs up, dude. Give me the K.
Okay, respect the roast. Let's see social interactions category. Hugging versus handshakes. I'm a hugger. Respect it. I'm a hugger, bro.
Yeah, we did the hugger.
I'm a hugger, but this is hugging versus handshakes.
No, handshake. I'm a handshaker.
Sitting in silence with someone. I got a roast, bro. It drives me
nuts. For what reason, though?
I don't know. It just drives me crazy. It gets awkward for me.
If you're around me, it's never silent. You know what I'm saying? So you're never going to sit in silence around me. So I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to roast it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
if you don't even answer, then that's weird. Now we're going to have that awkward silence, you know?
This next one, for respect or roast, I'm totally for, but it makes some people uncomfortable. Eye contact when talking. Respect it.
You roasted it. No, I'm not roasting it because, you know, there's a time and a place for everything. If if we're talking about work and you're showing me something, you ain't got to be looking at me, man. Show me what you're talking about. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, yeah, just point at what you're talking about. You can look over there. If there's a group of people, it's hard to do that. You know what I mean? So I can dig someone just looking off into the distance. Yeah. Now, if I'm asking you, you know, tell me the truth. Did you blah, 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 and you're not looking at me in the eyes? Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? But you ain't got to stare at me in the eyes the whole time, man. You know, it gets weird sometimes. You were like, man, you've been eye locking me.
Why are you eyeballing me, man?
Why are you eyeballing me? I got both eyeballs on me. I don't like it.
Okay, so. Respect the roast. Next category, entertainment. Spoilers. Roast. Don't you put blurting out no spoilers, man.
It depends, man, because, like, I've seen people get mad at spoilers about things that came on the air 10 years ago. It's like, that's not a spoiler. Yeah.
If it's been that long, that ain't a spoiler. You know, it's like the show was on last night and I worked. I ain't got a chance to watch it yet. And you want to come in and say, man, did you wait until you see blah, 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 blah. Like, man, don't tell me, bro. I still got to watch that.
I got
to watch that. But if it's 10 years ago, man, that's on you.
Yeah.
That's not a spoiler. Okay,
I've seen it though. I've been like, oh, thanks for the spoilers. I'm like, it was a couple years. Like, a game came out 2 years ago. You didn't know.
Respect the roast. Movie trailers that give everything away, man. Roast.
That's every trailer roasted, dude. That's got to get roasted.
Man. Yeah, man. Why even go watch the movie now? Especially when you get to the movie and you watch the movie, you're like, man, all the good parts was in the trailer.
Well, yeah, because if you watch the trailer,
the good stuff.
You watch the trailer, you'll see the hero form, fall in love, fight the enemy, and you can actually tell that he's going to win. You know what I mean? And then they're going to name the movie "Will He Make It?" Like, yeah, obviously. I mean, look, watch the trailer.
How about reality dating shows? Roasted. I'm so tired.
Yeah, roasted. But it's that's another one of the things that I never really watched, so I don't even really have an opinion on it, but I saw a roast.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah. I can't do it, man. I know people are finding love and whatever, you know what I mean? But it all seems so fake to me and all scripted.
Yeah. Are you talking about the one like with the balloon pop where the lady came out?
All of them.
Popping all the balloons. All the Yeah.
Let's see. Everyday life for Respect or Roast. Let's see. Making your bed. Respect.
Not necessary.
No, oh, come on, man. Making your bed. It is too, man. You got to make your bed. It looks all nice.
Man, I got kids and they're jumping on beds. I got cats laying on beds. You know what I mean? It's just a waste of time, you know? I say, Jesus, I will make my bed from here on out.
He said, it's a waste of time.
And dude, why you want to make your bed if you got to lie in it? Trying to avoid the whole consequences, you know.
Everyday life, respect or roast? Leaving dishes overnight.
I got to roast it.
I got to roast it too, man. Like it drives me nuts. I don't like clutter. I don't like that kind of stuff.
No, because in the morning I get up, I might make some coffee and stuff.
Yeah,
and
it's just, man, got some crusty dishes up in there, man. Now you're chipping it off the side instead of just rinsing some water on it. Now you got to fork and you're
work
trying
hard
to chip off this stuff.
Yeah. You know how many dishes hit the trash?
Let's see. Phrases people say, respect or roast. Phrases people say, I'm just being honest.
As long as they're being honest. Like, you know what I mean? And somebody will say that and then they'll lie to you. And you're like, man, like, Jesus is watching you.
it's kind of a loaded statement, man. You know, that's usually, you know,
as long as they don't say it all the time,
they're usually being mean.
Yeah,
you know? I mean, so that's kind of a half respect and roast for me.
Yeah.
And how about no offense, but
I don't know. I want to know. I'd be like, all right, I'll take the butt and raise you. What you talking about?
All right.
Yeah, let's go.
I'll raise your butt to what are you
what are you talking about? Because I'll cut you off quick. Well, you know that time your mom, hey, yes, no, the butt ain't going to cover it. I'm not going to like this.
Let's see. Phrases people say for respect or roast. It's not that deep. Roast it. I don't like when somebody
because
talking about something like, you know, something serious. They're like, bro, it's not that deep.
Well, just because you don't have depth doesn't mean it isn't that deep. You know what I mean?
That's like, right.
And what's important to me might not be to you. So you don't know what my deep is. You're not that deep.
this is phrases people say. How about at the end of the day?
I like that.
I'm kind of cool with that. I can respect that one too. I can respect this.
How about moving forward? I don't like it.
I kind of roast that too. I kind of don't like it because
someone we know used it a lot.
Yeah.
It was like, we never moved forward though, bro.
Yeah.
It was like moving forward. What, till tomorrow?
That's usually in a mean way.
That's usually
demanding things and trying to, you know, I mean, be over you. This last one for phrases people say, I completely respect it. It's let that sink in.
No, I'm roasting it because it's used the wrong way too many times.
Yeah,
too many times. True. Like, yeah, the scarecrow argument people have. That's what happens when you got this topic, so they'll compare it to this topic and let that sink in. No, you're not letting nothing sink in. The fact I don't like it. I don't like it. Let me just stop there.
Okay, now our last category for respect or roast is just random and fun. I think it's our last category. Let me see. What else did I pull up here? I believe it's our last category. Yeah, I think this is all we got. Which is okay. Let's see here, because we're about to the end here anyways, where we're at. Okay. Random and fun. Karaoke nights. Respect it.
Respect it. Yeah.
I love karaoke nights. Fun.
As long as I'm not the one doing it.
I don't care, man. I love to sing. I don't care if people can't sing, man. I think people up there having a good old time and singing karaoke.
Well, that's just it. People can't sing.
It comes with laughter, man. Everybody's having a good time and laughing. So I'm giving that respect.
You know, I've only went karaoke night one time, and it was with Mark Stevens, and he sang. Yeah. Yeah.
Game nights. I can respect game nights.
Oh yeah, every night's a game night.
Respect it. Yeah.
Are you talking about like board games?
I think that's kind of what it means. Game nights.
I think
card games, or you know that. But when I hear game nights, I think like family time game nights. So I respect it. That's what I hear when I think that.
Yeah.
Let's see. Theme parties.
Nah, I don't
know. I know. I got to roast it too. It's so cheesy.
It's so weird. Yeah. I mean, Halloween's a themed party. You know what I mean?
Well, but
I like it. Christmas is a themed party. But random, hey, we're going to do an elephant themed party. Like, oh, okay. Yeah. I'll bring the peanuts.
Now, this next one. Respect or roast matching family outfits.
I dig it. Dig it. I respect it. As long as we're not all the way matching. You know what I mean? I don't mind the family shirt or something, but. You know.
I can respect it, but I make fun of it every time. I ain't gonna lie.
Like, you're not losing.
Oh,
those,
look at them.
Yeah,
she dressed
now,
them all.
The matching outfit couples, where it's just, you know what I mean, just them two out. Yeah, you that's kind of goofy.
You know, it's always the woman that's bigger share.
Oh yeah, and he's just doing what he's supposed to. You know, like I love it. I love it. Yes, the pink and the gray. Oh, it's amazing.
How about gender reveal parties? I can respect
that. I can dig it.
I think it's pretty cool how they're coming up with different kind of ways. But I've seen some pretty cool ways that they're doing the gender reveal, man. They're getting pretty creative with it, actually.
Yeah. I like the ones where they pull the thing and the smoke comes out, because I'd be that kind of friend that'd go buy a yellow one and just swap you out. You don't even know.
They'd
be like, ready, 3, 2, 1, I'd be yellow. They'd be like, I knew Wong was hanging out with you for too long. Anyway,
I had a buddy of mine. He got one of them good old boy trucks pickup truck that had like the semi truck smokestacks coming out the bed.
Yeah.
And they dumped a bunch of the powder stuff in it. And
oh,
how
that's
did,
cool.
Yeah, it was pretty neat. And how they did the reveal, they started up and bram, and all the blue smoke come flying out the top.
Oh, so he didn't know either. His buddies did it for him. Put the powder in.
Yeah. I thought that was
that is cool.
Yeah.
Rolling coal, rolling a little coal.
Rolling blue coal.
Blue coal.
You guys,
that's North Carolina coal.
Yeah. You guys don't forget to check us out over on YouTube, our YouTube channel, and the search bar at Light It Up Live, all one word. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Man, Josh, I'm glad we got to have us a fun show, man. We got to lighten up a little bit. It ain't always got to be so serious, you know? And so I was glad that we both decided, you know what? Yeah, let's lighten up a little bit, man. And we got to come back to this, because this is something that could go on. We could have like guests on and keep going with the respect or roast.
Yeah.
And I think this could go pretty, pretty far. The respect or roast. We could come up with all kinds of things to respect or roast. And you guys can actually email us. And if you got some respect or roast topics, you can actually email us. And that's lightituplive@gmail.com. And if you want to send some ideas in, send some topic ideas in, man, or if you just want us to pray for you, email us. It's lightituplive@gmail.com. And we'd love to hear from you. So if you ain't got nothing, Josh, man, I'm going to get to my final thoughts, my brother.
Absolutely, man. No, I'm good.
Right on. It was a great show, buddy. So this is my final thoughts. Before we wrap up, I just want to say this. Tonight was fun on purpose. No deep breakdowns, no heavy lessons, no pressure to be sincere. Just laughter, opinions, and a reminder that it's okay to lighten up sometimes. Somewhere along the way, a lot of us learned that being serious equals being spiritual. And that's just not true. Joy isn't unholy. Laughter isn't a lack of depth. Christians are allowed to have fun. We're allowed to laugh, joke, disagree, roast a little, and enjoy life without feeling guilty about it. Life is already heavy enough. Faith isn't meant to drain the joy out of you. Isn't meant to give you life. And sometimes that looks like prayer. And sometimes that looks like laughing so hard you forget everything else for a minute. So if tonight felt lighter than usual, that was the point. We'll talk about the deep stuff again. But don't forget, it's okay to enjoy the moment you're in as well. You don't have to turn every laugh into a lesson or every good moment into a sermon. Sometimes joy is just joy. And that's enough. Those are my final thoughts.
Amen.
Good show, buddy.
Good show, man.
Good show, my brother.
Yeah, again, sorry I didn't get to research anything. I was busy, busy.
That's okay, buddy. And we had a little meltdown there in the middle, but Josh kept the train rolling. My foot hit the power button. Shut the show down. But you guys, don't forget to go to YouTube and check us out. Hit that subscribe button for us. Remember that your hope's longer than your sword. God has no end, and hold on tight. So light it up, let his love shine. Stories of grace, hope redefined. Heart to heart, let's lift our eyes. Welcome home to light it up live. Lift our eyes. Welcome home to light it up live.
his love shine. Stories of grace, hope redefined. Heart to heart, let's lift our eyes. Welcome home to light it up life.